the back of a song that I'd done a couple of years ago, a song called I'll Go, and all the proceeds from the song was put aside to erect a monument in memory of these eight brave men. Now, along the way, we've got much financial support from different agencies. It's been a labour of love, I suppose, and I'm just glad to see that finally on Sunday that these brilliant men will be recognised in the way they should have been.
And what time does it take place and what can people expect?
I suppose it's very poignant that we have one of the children of the survivors coming. She's going to be here, one of the descendants of the crew that were rescued. And really, it's just, a celebration of the men themselves who went out on the day. And the families, of course, will be recognised. The event takes place at 4:30 on Sunday. It's an open invitation to everybody out there who would like to come across Tranmore and be part of something really special.
And on this, the anniversary, it is still important to remember what this vital service, how it serves our community today still.
Absolutely. I think it's very important to make that point, that like what we have on the island here has been in service for over 130 years. And you know, this is just one of many, many great rescues. I suppose this one set aside the fact that it was gold medal rescue, one of only three in the history of the Irish RNLI. So it's very poignant as well that's to the forefront. But again, you know, it's all rescues are important and every life that's saved is important. But, you know, this one is set aside because of, the amount of people that were rescued and the conditions that we were faced back in the day. So it's really a nice project to have been part of.